إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تألون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. نعم، dear brothers and sisters، حياكم الله، حياكم الله with the continuation of the heart song of Ramadan. And as we began with the virtues of fasting, from the circumstance that we are approaching these days, which is the reception of Ramadan, of the blessed month. And inshallah we are going to talk about the virtues of fasting, and then we get to the virtues of Ramadan. Fasting, the great worship. The worship that Allah Ta'ala made obligatory upon all mankind and jinn. As what Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to the to those before you, that you may gain piety. So fasting is a material of purification of the mankind's soul. As in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the shaitan runs in the veins of mankind as the blood runs there. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the material or the tool in which we can control the misguidance of shaitan over ourselves. And as we all know, that shaitan is the enemy of mankind since Adam alayhi salam. As what Allah Ta'ala say, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. And in the ayah of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Ta'ala told us about the shaitan and the enmity of shaitan. First, to our father Adam, as in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 22, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين. Verily, Satan is a bold enemy unto you, meaning O Adam and Eve. And here Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, Ayah number 5, قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. He, the father Jacob, said to Yusuf عليه السلام, O my son, relate not your vision to your brothers, lest they arrange a plot against you. Verily, Satan is to man an open enemy. And Satan will work all the time to take man away from the remembrance of Allah, which causes the strength to the iman. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Yusuf, Ayah 42, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, Ayah 42, and Satan made him to forget. As well as in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 63, where Allah Ta'ala said, on the tongue of the slave of Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ رَأَيْتُ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. So the slave of Moses stayed there. When he forgot the fish and the basket was resting by the rock, he said to Musa, I forgot it, and nothing made me to forget except Shaitan. Why? Because by forgetting it, they will not remember what Allah Ta'ala said to them. I add in Surah An-Naml, Ayah 27, Surah 27, Ayah 24, Allah Ta'ala said, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون. And as also in Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah 29, Ayah 20, Ayah 30, وعادا وثمود فقد تبين لكم من مساكنهم. Ayah 36, sorry, Ayah 38. Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah 29, Ayah 38. Allah Ta'ala therein said, وَعَادًا وَثَمُودًا وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. And as in Surah Yasin, Surah 36, Ayah 60, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Didn't I inform you, O slaves of Adam, do not worship Satan, then he is an open enemy of you. And as in Surah Fatir, Surah number 35, Ayah number 6, إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. Surely Satan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. He only invites his followers that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. So all these verses of more and more in the Quran, in which Allah Ta'ala is warning mankind and jinn to avoid the shaitan from mankind and jinn. As what Allah Ta'ala clarified that there are shayateen from the jinn and mankind, as in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, ayah number 112. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. Likewise did we make for every messenger an enemy, evil ones among men and jinns, inspiring each other with flowing discourses by way of deception. If your Lord has so planned, so in this ayah Allah Ta'ala warned us against the jinn, the shayateen amongst the jinn and mankind. And in order to get more protection of that, Allah Ta'ala prescribed fasting, and especially during the month of Ramadan, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the jinn or the shayateen, the big shayateen, are chained. So the climate is very clear for those who wants to build up their iman, to go and work for building up their iman. And as we said in the last lecture about the merits and virtues of fasting, that there are many merits and virtues of fasting. The one is that Allah Ta'ala named people of fasting as As-Sa'ihun, which to be translated in English, the tourists. And the reason why they are named tourists is that the person, the tourist, does not carry food with him and his journeys of tourism, as well as the person who's fasting, he does not eat, so he does not need to carry food with him. And the tourist does not work, but free to enjoy the pleasure time and the place where he is, relaxing from all the stress of work and family commitments. And the fasting will enjoy the time in which he is released from all the stress. And that's why in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 112, Allah Ta'ala named the people who are fasting as the tourists, the real tourists. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون. As Ibn Jarir al-Tabari رحمه الله تعالى said, السائحون, the tourists here, are the people who are fasting. And it was the saying of Abu Huraira. And Ibn Abbas from amongst the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم. And Sa'id ibn Jubair. And Abd al-Rahman. Mujahid al-Hasan al-Basri. الضحاك العطاء بن أبي رباح from the تابعين عن عائشة رضي الله عنها from amongst the صحابة said tourism for this ummah is fasting meaning it's not the touring around the country or the places of tourism but it is fasting. And Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما said that in every place in the Quran where Allah تعالى mentions siyaha which is tourism then it means people who are fasting. And the like was said by Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Qatada and others. Fasting, ya ikhwan, from the merits of fasting, is that Allah Ta'ala linked it to no one but to Himself. As in the hadith, quoted by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, as well as Ahmad in his Musnad on the sort of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said قال الله عز وجل Allah be glorified said كل عمل ابن آدم له All the deeds of this child of Adam is for him. Meaning, the reward is counted. In your soul, except fasting, فَإِنَّهُ لِي It is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ And I'm the one who's going to reward for it. So what about the other worshipping deeds? And these for Allah. And we know that if any deed of worship is made for other than Allah, then this is shirk. So why Allah Ta'ala said, except fasting, it is for me. It means that fasting is the only worship cannot show off. This is the only worship that show cannot be practiced and exercised in it. And from the merits of fasting is that it is the worship that nothing that is the only worship that nothing can be similar to it as in the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban in his Sahih and Ahmad in the Musnad, in the Sahih in his Sunan, الطبراني in his معجم ابن أبي شيبة and his مصنف عبد الرزاق in his مصنف as well ابن أبي شيبة in his مسند عندما ترتف أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعندما ترتف أبو أمامة صفي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه أسيد أنشأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جيشا لبوب صلى الله عليه وسلم fabricated an army فأتيته so I came to him فقلت يا رسول الله and I said oh messenger of Allah ادعو الله لي بالشهادة pray for me that Allah تعالى give me the شهادة he صلى الله عليه وسلم said اللهم سلمهم وغنمهم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم سلمهم وغنمهم he صلى الله عليه وسلم said oh Allah protect them and provide them captives he said فغزونا so we went for fighting فسلمنا وغنمنا so we were protected and we were given the captives حتى ذكر ذلك ثلاث مرات I've been telling it three times meaning the dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صدي ثم أتيته صدي said and then I came to him again فقلت يا رسول الله إني أتيتك تترى ثلاث مرات Oh Rasulullah, I came to you three times in a row. أسألك أن تدعو لي بالشهادة. I ask you to pray for me to be a martyr to get the شهادة. فقل سيد اللهم سلمهم وغنمهم. Oh Allah, protect them and provide them captives. فسلمنا وغنمنا so we were protected and we were given the captives يا رسول الله O messenger of Allah فمرني بعمل أدخل به الجنة command me with any deed of worship that if I do I will get to the Jannah فقال أن he صلى الله عليه وسلم said then عليك بالصوم practice fasting فإنه لا مثل له as there is nothing like unto it in worship قال فكان أبو أمامة لا يرى في بيتي الدخان نهارا إلا إذا نزل بهم ضيف the narrator said that Abu Umama since then no one can see smoke in his house during the day except if there is a guest came to them so when people used to see the smoke coming from the house of Abu Umama they know that he has some guests So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded Abu Umama to practice fasting and he told him that there is nothing can be like fasting and from the merits of fasting is that it is a cause of higher ranks As what Allah Ta'ala said, إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. As in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, Ayah number 10. قل يا عبادي آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Say, O you, say, O my servants who believe, fear you, Lord God, fear you, Lord. God is the reward for those who do good, is the reward for those who do good in this world. And then Allah Ta'ala said, spacious is Allah's earth. Those who patiently preserve will truly receive a reward without measure. And it was said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصوم نصف الصبر. Fasting is half of patience. And fasting is the only worship that is not going to be, the reward of it is not going to be taught in order to be given to those whom the person oppresses. And from the notes of fasting is that fasting is the forgiveness or a kafara, recovery of all the sins. As in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah on the authority of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fitnatu al-rajuli fi ahlihi wa malihi wa nafsihi wa waladihi wa jarihi يكفر الصيام الصلاة والصدقة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. The trial of man and his family wealth and his self and himself, his children and his neighbor is forgiven due to the fasting, praying, charity, calling for good, a warning of evil. And fitna here is explained as Al-Manawi said in Faid al-Qadir, he said fitna here, the trial here of the man is dhalaluhu wa ma'siyatuh, is his misguidance and his disobedience. أو ما يعرض له من الشر ويدخل عليه من المكروه في أهله مما يعرض له معهم من نحو هم وحزن أو شغل بهم عن كثير من الخير وتفريطه فيما يلزمه من القيام بحقهم وتأديتهم وتعليمه، so it is either the misguidance and disobedience or whatever harms them. As sadness or worries or illness, or if he is too busy with them by treating them or rising them or working for gaining sustenance from them, which make him shorten in the worships, this shortness in worship due to taking care of family is forgiven by fasting. And as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim and Ashab al-Sunan as well as Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبهم. Whomsoever fast Ramadan believing in its obligation and seeking the reward from Allah, then all the previous sins will be forgiven for him. As well as in the hadith reported by Tabarani and his Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat on the authority of Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri and authenticated by Albani rahimahumullah in Sahih Al-Jami', he saw Sallam said, صوم يوم عرفة كفارة السنة الماضية والسنة المستقبلة. It is a due forgiveness for the one past year and the one coming year. As well as Siyam Ashura, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi al-Nasai, and Ibn Majah on the shirt of Qatada رضي الله تعالى عنه, Abi Qatada رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said that the Prophet ﷺ said, صيام يوم عرفة, fasting of the day of عرفة, إني أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها والتي بعدها. I wish that Allah Ta'ala forgives for the one who fasted for the previous year and the coming year. وصيام يوم عاشوراء, and the fasting of the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, إني أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها. I wish that Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins of the previous year of the one who fasted. And from the merits of fasting is that it is a protection from the fire, as in the hadith that Imam al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman on the authority of Uthman ibn Abi al-As and reported by Imam Ahmad and al-Nasai as well as Ibn Majah ibn Khuzaymah ibn Hibban and authenticated by Imam al-Suyuti as well as Albani, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصوم جنة من عذاب الله. Fasting is the protection from the punishment of Allah. And in that hadith reported by Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, and the sect of Uthman ibn Abi al-As, as well as reported by Imam Ahmad al-Nasai ibn Majah ibn Khuzaymah ibn Hibban and Imam al-Haythami, said it is a good narration, and authenticated by Imam Suyuti and Imam Albani rahimahullah al-Jami'. There the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa said, الصوم جنة يستجن بها العبد من النار. Fasting is a shield of protection that the slave of Allah is protected with from the fire. And also in the hadith that is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, Al-Nasa'i ibn Majah on the sect of Uthman ibn Abi al-As, and reported by Ibn Abd al-Barr, Ibn Hibban ibn Khuzaymah, and authenticated by Albani, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-siyamu junnatun min al-nar. كَجُنَّةِ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الْقِتَالِ. Fasting to one of you is a protection from the fire, as the shield to one of you is a protection from the swords and fighting. And also in the other hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, Al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, on the authority of Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is authenticated by Albani رحمه الله, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الله تعالى said, الصيام جنة يستجن بها العبد من النار. Fasting that the slave is taking to protect himself from the fire. وَهُوَ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِي, and it is the fasting for me, and I'm going to be the one who determines the reward of it. And as in the other hadith reported by Ahmad in his Musnad al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and authenticated by Suyuti and Manawi said in Fawd al-Qadir, that al-Haytami said it is authentic, except a statement of it, and it is authenticated by Albani as well in Sahih al-Jami', where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الصيام جنة وحصن حصين من النار. Fasting is a protection, a strong protection from the fire. And in the hadith reported by Tabarani in his Mu'jam Al-Kabir, on the authority of Abu Umama Sadi ibn Ajlan, as well as Al-Daylami reported that as well, and authenticated by Al-Haythami and Al-Albani, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصيام جنة, fasting is a protection, وهو حصن من حصون المؤمن, and it is one of the shields of the mu'min, of the believer. وكل عمل لصاحبه إلا الصيام, and every deed is the reward of every deed is determined for the doer of it, إلا الصيام, except fasting. يقول الله, Allah Ta'ala says, الصيام لي, fasting is for me, وأنا أجزي به, أنا I'm the one who is going to determine the reward of fasting. And it is a cause of distancing the person from the fire, a far distance. As in the hadith reported by Tabarani ibn Nabir on the sirat of Abu Darda, radiallahu ta'ala an, which is authenticated by Albani in Sahih al-Jami', the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صيام المرء في سبيل الله يبعده من جهنم مسيرة السبعين عاما. The fasting of the person for the sake of Allah will take him to a distance of 70 years, meaning walking. A distance that is to be cut, to be crossed within 70 years of walking. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified the reward of the one who is fasting, as well as in the hadith reported by Nasa'i on the sirat of Uqba ibn Amir and authenticated by Albani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever fast one day for the sake of Allah, man sama yawman fi sabilillah, fa'ada Allahu minhu jahannam masirata mi'ata aam. Allah Ta'ala will distance the fire from him for a distance of 1 year, meaning walking. And in the other hadith, reported by Tabarani in al-Mu'jam al-Kabir and in al-Mu'jam al-Awsat, on the authority of Amr ibn Abasa, رضي الله تعالى عنه, was a chain of narration which is not bad, not weak, and Imam Albani said it is authentic as in Sahih al-Targhib. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم there said, من صام يوما في سبيل الله, whomsoever fasted a day for the sake of Allah, بعدت منه النار, the fire would be distance from him, مَسِيرَةَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ, a distance of camel beans walking. And in the other hadith reported by Nasa'i, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and authenticated by Albani in Sahih al-Targhib, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, whomsoever fast for a day for the sake of Allah, بَعَدَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ جَهَنَّمَ السَّبْعِينَ عَامًا, Allah Ta'ala will distance the fire from him a distance of 70 years walking. And in the other hadith, which is reported by Al-Khuzayma in al-Sahih on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يصوم يوما عبد في سبيل الله, there will not be a slave who fast one day for the sake of Allah, إلا بعد الله بذلك اليوم, except that Allah Ta'ala will distance him by that day, وَجْهَهُ, his face, عَنْ النَّارِ, from the fire, a distance of 70 خَرِيفًا, 70 springs, it means 70 years of walking. And in the hadith reported by Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and authenticated by Albani in Sahih al-Jami', he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, whomsoever fasted day for the sake of Allah, بعد الله بذلك اليوم, Allah Ta'ala will distance by that day, حر جهنم عن وجه, the heat of جهنم from his face, 70 خريفة, a distance of 70 years walking. And in the other hadith, reported by Bukhari and Muslim, Tirmidhi and Nasa'i, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله تعالى, there will not be a slave who fast for the sake of Allah تعالى, إلا بعد الله به, except that Allah تعالى will distance him by that day, بذلك اليوم, وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا, his face from the fire 70 years. And in the hadith that is reported by Imam Ahmad, Bukhari and Muslim, al-Tirmidhi and Nasa'i, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, رضي الله تعالى عنه, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من صام يوما في سبيل الله, بعد الله وجوا عن النار 70 خريفا. هم سألوا الباش when they for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will take him from the fire of a distance of 70 springs, meaning 70 years walking. As well as in the other hadith reported by Ahmad, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, and authenticated by Albani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام يوما في سبيل الله زحزح الله وجهه عن النار بذلك اليوم 70 خريف. هم شايفوا فاس وندي فلسيت بالله. الله تعالى will move his face from the fire of a distance of 70 springs, meaning 70 years walking. And in the other hadith reported by Tirmidhi on the authority of Abu Umama رضي الله تعالى عنه and authenticated by Albani in Sahih al-Jami and Sulsil Sahiha as well as Sahih al-Targhib, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام يوما في سبيل الله, whosoever fast one day for the sake of Allah, جعل الله بينه وبين النار خندقا كما بين السماء والأرض. Allah Ta'ala will make a trench between him and the fire as wide as the distance between the earth and heavens. So this is from the notes of the fasting. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who gain all these merits and more. And may Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are always serving their Lord and are pleased with their Lord, so their Lord is pleased with them. May Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins and forgive our parents and forgive our families. May Allah Ta'ala guide all those who are alive from amongst us and forgive all those who died upon Islam and make us from the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the day of resurrection. May Allah from those who gain his intercession and drink from his lake and accompany him in the Jannah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And now we're going to have about 20 minutes for questions if you have any. And inshallah ta'ala we're going to continue the merits of fasting and followed by merits of Ramadan as well as rulings of fasting and rulings of Ramadan until inshallah ta'ala the end of Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala keep us all Abu al-Iman and sincerity and Abu al-Sunnah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have any question, you please now right away raise your hand so we know that there is a question. Otherwise, in 5 minutes time, if there is no hand raised, we're going to inshallah ta'ala end of the session. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Na'am, akhi al-aziz. Shabnam, Fadal, as well as Alm is the key. Shabnam says, can a woman take the pill to stop the menses to benefit the whole month of Ramadan? Na'am, alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala rasulillah. Yes, she can, if this does not harm her, and this to be by a supervision and monitoring of a trustworthy doctor. Wallahu a'lam. Ilm is the key, says, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am going for Umrah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you to do your Umrah and return back safely, and may Allah Ta'ala make it accepted from you. But my flight is a day before Ramadan, and I wanted to do Umrah in Ramadan because of the great reward. So what do I do? Can I delay my Umrah? Yes, you can get into the Ihram from the prescribed station once you pass it by the planes, and then you can stay in your Ihram. You don't necessarily to do it. You don't need to necessarily do it once you arrive. You can delay it 1 or 2 days until Ramadan is in, then you can do the Umrah as Ramadan, as the Umrah in Ramadan equals a Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the Hadith, the authentic Hadith. Now, Bint Francisco, go ahead. The score 23 as well, go ahead. Bint Francisco, what if you were ill last Ramadan and you do not remember how many days that you missed? You then estimate, guess how many days and do your best to find out if, for example, if you are not so sure, they are 3 days or 2 days. They are 3 days or 2 days. Now, where is the suspicion? Suspicion is in 1 day. Because 2 days, you are sure you did not fast them. Because the doubt is two or three. So 1 day only were the doubt or the suspicion. Then my advice to you, fast 3 days. Fast 3 days, so you'll be in the safe side. If you have already broadcasting that Ramadan 3 days, you already covered the 3 days. If there are only two, then the third day that you fast is going to be optional, and it's going to take you 70 years away from the fire, as in the hadith we just now listed down for you. Muslim underscore 23 says, Sheikh, this question has nothing to do with Ramadan, but I still hope to ask, inshallah, hayyak Allah for that. If I know the answer, I would give you. If not, I will refer you to the Ahlul Ilm. Is it haram for a Muslim to dye her hair with color hair dyes? If you avoid the plain black, it's not haram. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded the Muslims to dye their hair with any color other than black color, other than blackness. So, if you are not using black color, then you are. I don't say haram, but I say you are doing the sunnah. You are doing what you are told to do. Although some of the ulama, they say it is not wajib, but at least it is sunnah that the Prophet encouraged the ummah to do, to dye their gray hair with any other colors other than black. Wallahu a'lam. And with the intention of following the sunnah, you are, inshallah ta'ala, rewarded. Ben Francisco again says, what if remembered and now I don't have enough time to make them all up, what should I do? You should fast from now until Ramadan, and if all the days that are remaining were not enough to cover the days that you did not fast last Ramadan, then we want to look into the case. If the remaining days, if you fast until Ramadan and still some days you could not cover because Ramadan is there, we see, are these days the remaining from the days that you have doubt about, or some of them are from the days that you are sure that you did not fast? Example, today the 23rd of Sha'ban, we still have 7 days or 6 days minimum, either 6 days or 7 days. So, these 6 days or 7 days, now, if you, for example, sure that you did not fast for 6 days, and 2 days, you are not sure. So, you fast 6 days, or let's say you are sure of 6 days, and the seventh, you are not sure. But you want to fast with the advice to cover them all with the suspected day, so you get out of the the suspicion. Now, 6 days remaining. Next Saturday, which is the 29th of Sha'ban, for example, they declared Ramadan, the birth of the moon of Ramadan. So now you have only done 6 days. The 7th day, I will tell you, after Ramadan, you just fasted. No need to do nothing. Because this is a suspected day. But for example, you did not fast for 10 days. Now, tell me how many days you are now, and you have a suspicion of 1 day. So today, by today, you have 6 days minimum, 7 days maximum to cover the days that it did not fast in last Ramadan. But the total number of those days was 10. One of them is suspected. So the total number of the determined days are 9. And the remaining of Sha'ban this year are 7 or 6. So this means that you did not have enough care to cover those days you missed. Then you are supposed to fast what is remaining from Ramadan, from Sha'ban this year. And let's say you fast now 6 days and they call for Ramadan. They call for the entrance of Ramadan. So how many days you still have? 4 days. I will tell you, after Ramadan, you fast with the intention of recovery, plus 1 day, plus you give sadaqah, feeding a miskin for each day, but not of the 4 days, of 3 days. Because 3 days determine that you did not fast. 1 day, you suspect. You suspected that you did not fast. So the suspected day, you don't give sadaqah for. But the other 3 days, because you did not fast them willingly. So that is the fatwa about that, wallahu a'lam. Ridwan, faddal. And Muammar 99 _, another Muslim. Hassan, go ahead. Ridwan says most of our brothers here said that they do not want to cover their heads while making salah because they might be known as people of tabligh. Is this right to do or not? Or what is the ruling of on covering the head of the Muslim men? Well, covering the head is from the Sunnah. It's from the Sunnah. And at the time of the people of Hadith like Bukhari and others, they used to consider that from khawarin al-muru'a, which is shameful acts. So today we say you cover your head in a way differently from Jama'at al-Tabligh or any other Jama'ah, which is a deviant Jama'ah or deviant sect. But pray with bared head, but try to cover your head, wallahu a'lam. But if the person prays without any cover on his head, I mean in regard to the men, then this is the salah is sahih, but he did not follow the sunnah, wallahu a'lam. Another Muslim says, regarding having fear and hope in making dua, Sheikh, can you please explain how to have certainty and fear at the same time? No, ya akhi. And when seeking forgiveness, is the fear in the fact that by seeking forgiveness, one fears Allah punishment, and is the hope, and the person's hoping that Allah will forgive him. Shufi akhi, all the worships. Now, when you talk about fear and hope, this relates to all worship. يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They call us, they pray for us because of Raghab, which is hope, and Rahab, which is fear. Now, all the worships should be done and implemented رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, fearing from the punishment and hoping the reward, fearing the fire and hoping the paradise. So, this is clear. Now, seeking for, invoking or supplication is one of the worships. You ask Allah and you fear that it is not accepted. Yes, you hope that it is accepted. Or at least you are determined that Allah is going to accept your dua. You should be determined that Allah will accept your dua. But when you ask, for example, when you say, oh Allah, forgive me, yes, you ask Allah like if Allah is already gave that to you. So you are sure, you are determined that Allah is accepting. Now, should this dua, which is determined, make you stop worshipping or minimize you, then this is false, this is wrong. But when you're invoking which is based on fear of fire, hope of Jannah, carries you to do more deeds, more of the good deeds, and refrain from the bad deeds, then this is the determining of the dua. That is the certainty of dua. That is the certainty of dua that is being accepted. I wish I have clarified it. If not, you please tell me so I can give you more examples. Hassan says, if a woman is pregnant and her ultrasound to see the health, gender, etc., of the baby is scheduled during Ramadan, should the woman be normally fast while pregnant, should the woman reschedule the ultrasound to after Ramadan, or should she go and not fast that day, breakfast, or barakallahu fi? Well, first of all, if you can schedule it to the night time, this would be great. If not, if it is necessary to do this ultrasound at this time, very, very necessary to avoid any problem, for example, during the pregnancy period, then you got to know that the woman is permitted to break during pregnancy and breastfeeding, and they only need to feed a needy, a poor, for every day, as Abdullah ibn Umar and Abu Huraira said to their families, that this is rukhsa, and Ibn Abbas as well. that this is a rukhsa, a permission from Allah Ta'ala given to the old man or woman and to the woman who is in pregnancy or breastfeeding. Wallahu Ta'ala alam. And I think this was the last question. May Allah Ta'ala... Okay, another Muslim. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Sheikh, I did not understand the part that doing more good deeds while fearing Allah's punishment and hope for his reward is the determination of the person that his dua, would be accepted. As I told you, hope and fear. As you know, the Muslim should always be between the hope and fear. And as he gave example, he said the hope and fear is like the head and body of the bird. If there is no head, the body dies. If there is, body and the head and wings. If there is no wings, the bird cannot fly. So, you hope Allah Ta'ala accept all your good deeds. And you fear that Allah Ta'ala rejects them. You make a sin. You hope that Allah Ta'ala forgives your sin. And you fear that Allah Ta'ala punish you for it. You make dua. Dua is worship. You hope that Allah accept it. You fear that Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept it or reject it. That is the way how you... And at the same time, you are certain. You have to be certain. You have to be determined that Allah Ta'ala will accept your dua, will accept your worship. But this certainty and determination must encourage you to do more good deeds. If your trust in your Lord makes you minimize your deeds, decrease your deeds, then you must know that this is a false hope. So you need to correct. Wallahu a'lam. Is ilm, alhamdulillah, is ilm, wa iyaakum barakallahu fi. Ilm is the key, says, Sheikh, if I keep an ihram for a day or two, what is the adab like? What will break my ihram? Like, can I have a shower in ihram? Do I have to keep the ihram clothes on while I wait to do umrah? Yes, you have to be in the ihram clothes. But you, at the same time, you can take shower. No problem for taking shower. Some of the ulama say that you have to avoid the soap that has perfume in it. 1 second, please.
Yusuf, can you give? I'm in a lecture on the internet. Can you give me a few seconds? Sure.
All right. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Now, so you can't take shower. Some of them say you don't use the soap that has perfume in it. But there is, better to avoid it, but and to avoid perfume, to avoid, you know, wearing socks, wearing kufi, wearing underwear. That's all what you need to avoid. Other than that, you can live your life normally. Naam, wallahu a'lam. And perhaps, and of course, you have to avoid any haircuts, any nail cuts. نعم والله أعلم. And here we need to أم حمزة. أم حمزة did not take any المنقبة. Go ahead, please. Um Hamza Munaqaba, the last two questions. Um Hamza says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please tell me, when fasting in Ramadan, eating suhoor before we begin our fast, at what time or how do we determine the when the white thread appears so that we can stop eating? I was told when the Adhan for Fajr is called. Is this correct? This is correct if you are sure that the Muaddin calls the Adhan by the determined time, which is the appearance of white thread. But if the Muaddin does not take care of that, as many Muaddinin, they just depend on what is calculation and this and that, then you need to make sure and some time ahead you hold off eating, drinking. Now, and the sahur time is as some of the Sahaba said, there was when they were asked between or what is the time between the Adhan of Umm Bilal and the Adhan of Umm Maktoum, because the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يغرنكم أذان بلال. Don't let the Adhan of Bilal touch you. Bilal, فإن بلال يؤذن بلال. Bilal calls while it is still night. ولكن إذا أذن ابن أم مكتوم. ابن أم مكتوم. But when ابن أم مكتوم calls, why? Because he was blind and he used to sit on the top roof of the masjid and people passed by him going to the masjid saying to him, call the Adhan, it's already Fajr. Call the Adhan, it's already Fajr. So when 1, 2, 3, 4 people pass and they say it is Adhan time, then we have 4 witnesses of the Fajr. Abu Bakr Siddiq was asked, I think Abu Bakr Siddiq, if I'm not forgetting, he was asked, or other Sahabi was asked, what was the time between the Adhan of Bilal and the Adhan of Ibn Maktoum? He said, it is only the time sufficient for one to climb down and one to climb up the masjid. Some other Sahabi said it is the time which is enough for one to recite 40 ayahs. When you come to look to all this, it would be the maximum of the around, or let's say 40 minutes. That is the time. Wallahu alam. Munaqaba said, Barakallahu feekum wa hafidhakum Allah, ameen wa iyaakum. There is a hadith that is always quoted regarding the three parts of Ramadan. The first 10 days being of mercy. This hadith is da'if. This hadith is da'if. It's a long hadith. And some parts of it authentic by other chain of narration. But this particular statement of the hadith is da'if. Is da'if, as the ulama of hadith said. Ali, rahimahullah ta'ala, said in the Silsila and in some other books. So one should not use this as a hadith. But there is a hadith which is clear and much more greater than this, where the Prophet ﷺ said that the month of Ramadan is a month of mercy, and Allah Ta'ala forgives in every night. There are people whom Allah Ta'ala forgives, and every night there is a number of people that Allah Ta'ala forgives. So we will use that hadith, and this hadith is da'if, as I said, wallahu a'lam. And let me just see, Shabnam says, may I please add you to my list? Yes, you can, anybody can add. And jazakum Allah khayran, wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbih. Shabnam, I'm very sorry, the Maghrib Adhan is already called, and I got to go for Salah. Jazakum Allah khayran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Ta'ala wa barakatuh. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have the same day, same time. Inshallah, ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.